Hi there, it is week 7 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. You know, I know that only good awaits me in every outcome and in every situation. Now, it's taken me almost 51 years to know that, but I do know because I believe that everything does work out for the best in the end. But sometimes it's hard to see that while you're going through that experience. You think of negative experience, think of a negative experience. And the reason why I'm talking about this right now, just to share briefly with you, is that my daughter was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And within likely about a week, she's going to start chemo and then some surgeries and then likely some radiation. So it's hard not to think of the negative. It's hard not to worry. And I want you to take a minute and think of a negative experience that might have happened to you in your work or in your past in general. Maybe you were fired, or maybe you got sick, maybe you had cancer, maybe your spouse left you. Now go beyond it, and I want you to take a look at the bigger picture since you've come out of that. And didn't a lot of good things happen as a result of that experience? I've heard so many times people say, yeah, it was a horrible thing that happened to me, but if that didn't happen, I never would have met so-and-so, or I never would have started my own business, or I never would have admitted that I had an addiction, or I never would have learned to love myself, or I never would have met my soulmate at my cancer treatments. Whatever it is, that by trusting the divine intelligence, by trusting the universe, it lets us to experience life in a way that's best for us. We empower ourselves to actually enjoy everything that life has to offer. And we take away this like good label and this bad label. Try applying this to everything, because that's what I'm doing right now. Anytime my fear for my daughter starts to creep up and I start to think, what if aliens land and she doesn't, I know this sounds hilarious, but what if aliens land and she can't finish her chemo treatments? What if she's, you know, she has an aggressive form of cancer? What if the chemo doesn't work? What if the lumpectomy doesn't work? What if I'm 51 years old raising her children? What if her relationship doesn't make it through? When all that stuff starts to happen, I remind myself, Carmel, and the darkest and most devastating times that I have been in, there has always been goodness that's come from them. One of the most difficult days of my life was the day that my mom passed away. And the passing of my mom was so challenging and so difficult. But going through that experience of grief allowed me to remove some people in my life that were not healthy. It allowed me to begin an inner child deep healing and transformation. It allowed me to disassemble a business that was built on all of the wrong things. It allowed me to know who I trust and who I don't. It truly allowed me to make a shift. And yes, I miss my mom. And of course, in a heartbeat, I would bring her back. But when we look at anything that we've gone through, the worst and most difficult times, there's always going to be this richness and this goodness and this joy and this happiness and this thing that comes out of that lesson, because that's how it works. Every breakdown is always a breakthrough. Every lesson will always come with a blessing. You cannot learn anything. You cannot go in the video game, as I call the game of life. You don't get to the next level without challenges. It is how you navigate your way through those challenges. Do you do it with ease, grace, acceptance, and love? Or do you do it fighting and kicking and screaming and yelling? And how you get there? Do you get there bruised and battered, or do you get there softly and beautifully? I think the lesson is the journey. And I think when you arrive at each destination throughout your little life, as you go through all these challenges, you take a deep breath and you can often say, wow, thank God we lost that house, or thank God I went to that facility and I got to meet my best friend or my soulmate. Trusting the process has never felt more real and more awake in my life than it does right now. And as I go through this process, I will continue to share with you. But whatever you're doing tonight, wherever you are, trust and send everything and everyone else around you love, healing, forgiveness, and the energy of grace, because that's where we need to be right now. Have an amazing week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.